Welcome back to the Business Freedom Podcast. I get really excited in sort of a nerdy kind of way when I get to talk to somebody who has committed their life to a single thing. And in business, whether you like it or not, most real estate agents aren't good at it. Whether you like it or not, the ultimate scorecard in your business, it's your financials. And a lot of times it's the last thing we like to think about as hard charging, sort of future focused business people. The guest today is one of those, and I've called him this publicly before, he is a nerd when it comes to just helping business owners understand their financials so that they could have something to show for their efforts. David Patiglio runs Streamline Business Solutions. I've used these guys for years and years and years. Most of our members use his services as well. And he's as much as I would say you're as much a coach as you are a number cruncher for your clients, which I think is pretty cool. Give a quick introduction so the folks that are listening have a context for the conversation.
Yeah, great. Thanks, Lars. Always good to be here and appreciate the opportunity to talk with you. Our focus is financial reporting and bookkeeping. That entails a lot of different information, but essentially what we produce on a monthly basis is a scorecard, as you mentioned. And at that point in time in the month when a year-to-date or a specific month's financial statements are sent over to a client, that's their opportunity to make adjustments, understand their business, and learn from the past and hopefully forecast some information so they can better plan on running their business like a business. And that's the information that we produce out to almost 700 clients now on a monthly basis.
Yeah, awesome. So let's talk. We were chatting before I hit the record button about like just the current times, fascinating, the crisis, uncertainty, fear, and all of that. Let's break it down. You know, what recommendation would you give someone? We're titling the podcast, How to Manage Expenses During Uncertain Times. And I may change depending on how this plays out, I may even change that title. So talk about the advice you're giving to your clients in terms of what to do first with their business, with their personal. How are you guiding them through this?
So one of the first aspects of getting through a downturn like this, or any given month and for that matter, is really understanding where we're at. And one of my biggest ahas in developing this business was, I really don't know how to get to the next level if I really don't know where I'm currently at, meaning A to B. And so take that back into the expense management conversation. First and foremost, we need to understand what we're doing in the business's life cycle, meaning the monthly burn rate. What is our average cost of spending monies in the business? Now, that can consist of your fixed costs as well as your variable costs, such as payroll, cell phone bills, office rent. And the question becomes, how much money is it really taking just to open up the doors of the business on a monthly basis? You may come up with a $5,000 number, a $30,000 number. The number doesn't matter, but understanding what that number looks like is the first step into getting to the next part of the conversation. And I take that same scenario and I really backtrack it into the personal life as well. So let me give you an example of what a personal expense might look like. That could be a mortgage payment, that could be the kid's soccer camp, that might be food and groceries, or whatever that looks like. And how we as people earn a living is through the business. So not only does the business have a set of expenses, the household has a set of expenses. So let's just make up some very simple numbers here. Let's say that the household between groceries and gas and the kids' soccer camps is $5,000 a month. That's the monthly nuts on the personal side. Let's fast forward over to the business side and say between salaries and rent and some technology fees, that's $10,000 per month. Between your household and your business, that is now $10,000 a month of expenses going out the door. And what I like to do is then have a conversation of, well, if $15,000 between the two of them is too much, how do we get down to $14,000? Or maybe there's an opportunity to actually increase expenses. Maybe we should be pumping more information into lead gen, so maybe we need to get to 20,000. Whatever the numbers might be, the question becomes, let's talk about either cash in the bank or the revenue that's needed in order to pay for my $15,000 example. Make sense so far?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. So if I have $15,000 sitting in my bank account right now between business and personal, I basically have 1 month ready to go. I can pay for 1 month's lifestyle currently without going into any debt, going and getting any loans, or worried about the next closing or deal that may come in. If I have $5,000 sitting in the bank and I know it takes me $15,000, I have some decisions to make. Either I figure out how to obtain more revenue and get that bank balance up to the 15 grand that I need, figure out how to reduce expenses to a point where if your personal goal is not to go into debt, where $5,000 covers that debt. And so that's kind of the math, the scenario that I go through with my clients right now is business plus personal, and then where's the cash at? If you've got 45 grand sitting in closings coming up or sitting in the bank account, you've got about 90 days of a burn rate here before all hell breaks loose, basically. However, it doesn't mean you can't make the changes now to anticipate those 90 days, but at least you have a little bit of time before making any dramatic decisions.
Yeah. And the surprising thing is, you know, and we're working through this with some of our members, you know, we knew this was coming. We didn't know it was going to be a worldwide, you know, global pandemic that was going to trigger an economic event. People seem surprised that the market might shift, you know, and I guess it's the fear and the, I have my own personal view of just media and just everything that's going on. And it's triggering fear in a lot of folks. And it was like nobody saw a shift coming and nobody has reserves for it. And everyone's kind of going to these government programs, which I think is good. If you only have 1 or 2 months of coverage for your lifestyle and your business expenses, I mean, I guess it sounds judgmental for me to even say it, but what have you been doing for the last 5 or 6 years when the market's been amazing? You know, so I guess that's more, you know, coaching them, you know, to your point, this is the same coaching you've been giving your clients when the times were really good that you're giving now. It's always been a conversation about ROI, you know, this isn't complicated either. I have it right here, y'all. I just went through it for myself. If you're watching the video, I printed out, you know, 4 months of expenses on my three main accounts. And I just did an X, a question mark, or a check. The check means I cannot live without it. Question mark is that I want it, but I don't need it. And a check is that I cannot live without it. And so, but that's a process I go through every three, sometimes a little bit longer, every 6 months. What advice do you give to folks in terms of, we're going to get through this crisis, whatever this near-term crunch is, what advice do you give folks for just doing this on a regular basis and being a good steward of the opportunity to run a business?
Yeah, that's a great point. I think being a great steward of the cash in the household and the business is where it really begins. And you're right, this is the consulting and the coaching that we've been talking about for years, not just in lieu of what's been happening over the course of the last, you know, 60 days or so. In our business, it is just like you mentioned, we're consistently looking at some operating expenses and seeing what we can do. I call Verizon every 3 to 4 months just to see, make sure I'm on the right plan. And it takes 10 minutes out of my day to do it. My operating expenses are super lean. There's really nothing in our business that I need to really go out and cut. Now, I do have a pick list in our company, right? There are things I know I can get rid of if I need to, if the time comes and we choose to allocate funds towards it on a monthly basis. But we've already had that organized and ready to go. And that was, it's just a reoccurring event for us. It's not a specific time that once a year we choose to do this. We're consistently utilizing the financial reports as a tool to make these decisions with. And so when times come like this, we might ratchet down a little bit. Maybe the dining out goes away and we're not doing the employee morale and things like that. But business is pretty much normal as of right now. So coaching we've been doing is what we is what I would continue to do here.
Yeah, and you know, when as I brought it up, I felt a little bit like, you know, and it's not to have you feel, if you're listening to this and you don't have your act together financially, it's not to bring shame to you to mention it or speak about it that way. It's just an opportunity to look at things differently in the future. Sure. Maybe you can talk about, you know, how you view, I mean, there's expenses and investments, and investments are the things that drive ROI in your business. Expenses are the things that there may not be a whole lot of value, you know, for those. So maybe you can speak a little bit about, you know, about that, how you view ROI when it comes to, you know, spending money in the business.
Sure. I mean, coaching's a great conversation to have. I mean, in years past, when times are good, that coach was there for the business to help them along. You could probably have a very difficult time putting into a dollar figure how much money that coach has actually brought to the business by holding the person or the business owner to a standard of how they implement certain things in their business and how they've grown over the past couple of years. And when you look at a cost associated with that now, initial reactions sometimes are, well, you need to reduce that. And that's the X maybe on your sheet. But then we have to take a look at it and say, well, that's really where a lot of our funds and money have come from in the past. And so the ROI on specifically a coaching program or something like that, that is where, that is something that we may want to rethink. I kind of explained this a couple days ago to a few people, and I said, let's not walk through the jungle like with a machete and just start slashing everything. We have to be cognizant about some of the costs that we are removing or slimming down. We talk about leverage points. I mean, the last thing I want to do right now is become my own transaction coordinator or something like that if I were referring to the real estate industry. My focus is other places. So for what little money that may cost me right now, I see it as an expense, but it's also a value to me because my time is now spent on more applicable information. And by the way, when you're going through your bank statements, like I mentioned, if you're utilizing a service like ours, it's very simple for us to provide a client with a vendor report. And basically what that does over any period of time, you pick the time frame. I usually do a rolling 12 period. And what that does is it tells you all of the dollars that you have paid to each specific vendor over that time period. And that at least allows you to easily go back and look at some of the information you're spending money on and start there as well. Because sometimes you may have an expense this month, but you may not see it again for 3 or 4 months. But it doesn't mean you didn't pay that vendor. So a vendor report is a really good way to start seeing if you can have different discussions around expense minimization.
Yeah, and I guess my last thing, and we're just projecting at this point, but what do you see this? So as the time of this recording, we're sort of getting shut into our homes and the virus is still sort of spreading its way through the world. And some markets, you know, are real estate's deemed essential. Other markets, it's not deemed essential. So even if you have a license, you can't practice right now. So we're in that as we're recording this. And a lot of your clients are real estate teams. Sure. I don't know how many of the 700, but I know you focus pretty heavily on the vertical. How do you see this playing out? Like, you know, my personal opinion is that a shift was coming anyway. This is I think it's going to turn out to be the trigger of the shift. Lots of people are losing their jobs. Lots of businesses are going to go under and never open their doors again. It's going to be that sort of thing. It's happening. I don't, you know, who knows, but what's your take on what this is going to look like in terms of, and then what advice would you give someone listening to how to, you know, right now is buckle down, get rid of what you can that's not driving ROI. What are your thoughts on the future, or if you have any?
Yeah, I don't, like anybody, I don't know the exact time frame of when we're going to be on the other side of this. But as we continue to go through the motion here in the next, hopefully 60 to 90 days, again, I don't know, it is taking a hard look at some of those costs. And in my experience, and I'm speaking personally, it felt good to not have to buckle down at home, but buckle down at the business, meaning I'd still roll through the drive-thru at Starbucks, right? Because the coffee felt good at $5. But then I'd hit my business and say, well, now we've got to buckle down over here. I am my business. My business is me, which means that if I'm, how I do one thing is basically how I'm going to do everything. So I would say that if we're going to buckle down in the business, then we need to buckle down at home too, meaning extracurricular costs, whatever that might look like. And it's the sense of doing all of that together is going to push us through this next little phase. If I can add in, and this is one of my favorite parts about being an entrepreneur, this is what we signed up for. There's ups and downs, and we have to take the good with the bad. And there's a lot of money to be made right now, believe it or not, even though in this downturn, you have a lot of people giving up and just kind of saying we're closing shop. And then you're figuring out different ideas of how to bring revenue in along with cutting expenses. And they're going to get out just fine out of this. So I would say there's plenty of hope. There's definitely a future for all business owners right now. It's how you handle the next 60 to 90 days is going to be dependent on how far ahead you are of everybody else when the time comes.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good point. There, our roster in Charlotte, North Carolina, we went from, when I got into real estate, it was at about 15,000 agents. And we were 5,000 agents in 2012. So 4 years or so later, our roster dropped by, two-thirds of agents went away. We went from 5,000 to 17,000 now. So 17,000 licensees, and it's getting ready to just to go back to a normal level. And that's been just proven over, shift over shift over shift. It's not anything new. And I think most agents just get in their head that they can't do it, that they can't, pivot, that they can't be relevant in a market when they think nobody's buying homes. The truth is there's going to be less agents to sell. It's not the same offset. So it's not the same sort of prorated to the agents. I think our homes drop by half, but our agents drop by two-thirds, Sure. So, yeah. So
there's some positive things that have come out of this. The talent pool, unfortunately, for those smaller businesses that have been reduced, some of the resumes coming in for it, we're hiring right now. Our business is hiring. And I'm getting some really great talent that wasn't there probably 60 days ago. And so that's a really big win for us. In addition to that, we developed a secure way of having a select few people work from home just amid, not wanting the office to get sick. And that opens up a whole new level of business for us, which has been great. So there's definitely some upticks of positivity in this little downturn that we have going on.
Yeah, it's a really good point. So when I was my first full year was 2008, I hired a part-time administrator, hired my first agent in 2009. So the first full year of the end of the world financially, hired one agent. And then that next year I hired like three or four really good agents that had years in the business that didn't know what to do. So for a real estate team leader, if you have a legitimate business, and you have legitimate value to offer other agents in your market, the talent pool that's available, it's been frustrating over the last three or four years for any small business owner because unemployment rates are super low. Every agent in our market thinks they know everything, because business is flowing pretty smoothly. So I think there's just an awesome opportunity, to take advantage, quote unquote, in this kind of market. Any parting thoughts for the listeners?
I would stay positive and start to dig in to your numbers a little bit closer this month. And again, there's support out there. Lars, you coach well around numbers and you know them like the back of your hand, which is fantastic. We're out here as well. And now's the time to ask the questions. So trust me, if you're asking the questions, so is somebody else. So don't hesitate to reach out and get some clarity on that information. There's people out there that have some positivity around some of the changes here and we're happy to share it. I think it's more of us than not.
Yeah. And pretty much, in terms of if you're at the point in your journey where, you've committed real estate is going to be your thing and you're not running books and you're not keeping track of expenses, there's only one person I would have you reach out to. We tell it to all of our members, Streamline Business Solutions. What's the website for you guys?
StreamlinedBusinessSolutions.com.
There you go. And like I said, I really enjoy talking to folks that have, have a singular focus on one thing, which you guys have done very, very well. And we appreciate you. And if you're at the point in your journey where, you know, you're running a pretty decent business, but you don't know how to respond to what's going on, the only thing we can offer you is a conversation about your business. It's a business growth strategy session. And I know David has a similar sort of onboarding process with his new clients. If that's you, go to realestatebschool.com. You can click on resources there. There's a bunch of free stuff you can get over there. Or if you know it's time to have that conversation because you have big challenges right now, just click on the bright orange apply now button, answer a few questions, and we'll jump on the phone for a coaching session with you. David, I appreciate you and your time and just doing what you do and, you know, being ready to serve this community, the industry, you know, through the good years and now through some of the more challenging times and not pulling a punch in terms of what our clients need to do, your clients and my clients. So I appreciate you.
Yeah, likewise. Thank you.
All right. We'll talk soon.
Be blessed.